Welcome, everybody. I'm that plastics guy, Kurt Staley, and I'm bringing you a new segment called Tech Tip Friday. This is a little presentation that I'd like to do where I talk about projects that I'm personally working on where there's a good, we'll say, a teachable moment, and I'd like to share it with you, not naming customer names to protect confidentiality, but speaking in general terms to talk about areas where we could improve upon either process, tooling design, material selection, something along those lines, and something you can take away with you when you're working on your next project. So in this particular project that I'm working on right now, the customer and their customer designed a tool to make a certain part, and the gate placement is proving to be an issue. So why is gate placement so critical? Remember, when plastic is being injected, the injection pressure is quite high, 1,800, 2,000 PSI. Correct me if I'm wrong. If your experience is different, put it in the comments or let me know. But this is sort of typically what I've seen over the years. So in this application, we're injecting with it's a hot runner system. It's not a valve gate. It's a hot runner system. The plastic is coming into the tool, and the plastic immediately hits a 90-degree angle to flow up and to flow down. So you've got a tremendous amount of turbulence caused in that process, and you're also creating more weld lines as the material is flowing in a couple of different ways. It has to reconnect somewhere, and it's going to be up to the process tech to try and park the weld lines in the least conspicuous place on the part. But you've got material coming up, and then it's got to do another right angle to fill the A surface of the part. So there's a tremendous amount of turbulence at that point, and there can be enough turbulence to cause color issues where the pigment can literally be knocked out of the polymer matrix and sort of ruining the homogeneity of the entire mix, which is something you don't want to do. So what would be the correct gate placement in this particular tool? Well, simple. That would be, if possible, to move the lands of the gate up closer to the parting line. So when the plastic flows, it's going to basically traverse the A surface of the part with the least amount of turbulence and weld lines, and then the process tech, it's up to them to park what weld lines will occur, and they always will occur, to park it in the least noticeable position on the part. But you've given them sort of the upper hand if you place the gate properly. So if you can, eliminate 90-degree turns and make sure that regardless of where the gate is put, it's generous so the material can flow as, you know, unrestricted as possible without introducing shear. So that's your tech tip for this Friday. I'm Kurt Staley, that plastics guy. Have a great weekend. Happy processing. Bye for now.